This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All right. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And we've got some callers on the line. We'll start with Craig in New York. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Great.
How can we help you?
All right. I have fasciitis of the elbow. It has like a size of a lemon bump to it. I went to the orthopedic rapid care. They told me to wrap it. Is there anything else I can do? And how tight do you wrap it, Dr. Shuley? Obviously not. You cut the blood supply off.
Right. Yeah, just barely. I would not wrap it hard. You know, you could damage things by that. Now, personally, are you on any prescription drugs?
No.
Are you on vitamin D3?
I do take vitamin D3, anywhere from 2 to 10,000 IUs, depending on if I feel like I'm getting sick, I'll increase the dose.
You should take 7 to 10,000 units every day.
Okay.
Are you on vitamin C?
Yes, anywhere from, like, again, 2 to 10,000 milligrams.
Okay.
2 is the bare minimum.
Are you on B-complex?
I do have a B complex that I'll take when I feel run down, but I don't take it every day.
Okay, you need a minimum right now of 50 milligrams a day of B complex.
50 milligrams B complex.
Now, in addition, I would get something called PEA, all capitals. You buy it on Amazon, 400 milligrams, and take at least 2 a day. It helps to raise your own anandamide, the normal cannabinoid of the brain.
Okay.
And beta-glucan. In your case, I would take 1,000 milligrams of that.
Daily.
Yes.
Okay. Most of the time, these bumps go away with time, and should I avoid exercising while I have this?
Well, yeah, I would avoid significant, you know, major movement of the elbow.
Okay.
You move your legs as much as you like, and move your other arm as much as you like.
I just want to thank you again. You do such a great service, and I'm just surprised that more people don't call in on Mondays. It's like I waited for 2 minutes. And I got to speak to a doctor.
You know, Craig, I don't understand this. I honestly do not get it because you're right. Dr. Shuley volunteers his time 2 hours a week. He's been doing it for 10 years with me and more than 30 years. He's been volunteering to be on the air on his broadcast, and he's on other broadcasts, and he's traveled the world, and yet we get very, very few calls here at USA Prepares. Now, it's not just on Mondays with Dr. Shuley. We just get very few calls, period. I don't get it. I've been asked a lot of times why that is. Now, when I've been on another network, I can just show up and volunteer to be a fill-in guy. And I can say, hey, I'm Vin Finelli. I'm filling in for, you know, whoever it is. And the calls will come in like crazy. They'll say, hey, great to hear you, and, you know, so glad you're here. But on our own broadcast, it doesn't happen. And I really don't know why. I've hypothesized. One thought is maybe the information that we present is in a different format on our broadcast, USA Prepares, where we teach a class, where other broadcasts are calling in for opinions and platforms to just, you know, spout off. Maybe that's what the difference is. Maybe our class would rather hear what we have planned for the broadcast rather than have people interrupt. I don't know. What do you think, Craig?
I know with me, I can't always listen live, so I do listen to the rebroadcast. Maybe an idea would be to have a call-in number where the questions can be left.
Well, you know, I'm a one-man band. And when I'm not in the studio, I'm on the tractor, or I'm, you know, working on vehicles or equipment or farming. So we're a low budget operation. It's just kind of me at this. And then, you know, with instructors like senior instructors like Norm Shuley. So it's, I guess we're a little different from, you know, the major media broadcasts where they have a whole bunch of people, like producers, etc. We don't have any of that, none of that. So Dr. Shuley writes his own books. I write my own notes, and you know, etc. But I really appreciate your call. And there's one thing that I wanted to ask Dr. Shuley to elaborate, if you wouldn't mind, Dr. Shuley. You were talking about vitamin C, and you asked Craig in New York if he takes vitamin C, and he responded. Can you describe what happens if you do not take vitamin B complex while you're taking vitamin C, Dr. Shuley? Why that is so important?
Yes, you can get kidney stones. If you take more than 100 milligrams a day of vitamin C without adequate B6, it can cause kidney stones. But as long as you take adequate B complex with it, you're okay.
I'm going to run out today and get some, definitely. Can I talk to you about one thing? I've been watching Adam 12, the rebroadcast, and you notice in the oldest shows they have that fold-out shelter sign. Mm-hmm. This is the same government that used to care enough for us to have a spot to go to when something bad happened. And I think Billy Reagan took all that away, and now it's all COG for them. All for them, none for us.
You know, very interesting that you've said that. One of our instructors is a gentleman by the name of Craig Douglas. And he bought a whole bunch of that surplus equipment, the radiation detection equipment, the fallout shelter signs, the civil defense signs, etc. And in the good old days when we had gun shows and preparedness shows and things like that, he would set up a booth and you could buy one. And I bought one from him for the studio. And it's an original fallout shelter sign. It's not a copy. It's not from China. It's the original from the 1950s, etc. And you're absolutely right. Our government used to care about us. They used to make sure that we ate well. They talk about the food pyramid. They would, when I was in elementary school, a dentist would come in there and examine people's, all the students would get a dental examination. The dentist would talk about how to brush your teeth, you know, the proper way to do it. We'd learn about nutrition. Where did all that go? Where did shop classes go? Where did home economics go? It's all been replaced with fluffy stuff. And now if you try to read an article written by a millennial, it's hard to figure out what they're talking about. You don't know, you know, when they say he, they've already mentioned five he's, five different guys, and you don't know which he is which he. It's ridiculous. We can't write. People don't know how to read. And that, Craig, if you don't mind, I'd like to say something. I'd love to hear your comments as well as Dr. Shuley's about this. So I was thinking last night about this, and it happened to me yesterday. So I was working on an old Ford 3000 tractor. It was built in 1974. And I had to drain all of the old Orscheln fluid in out of the hydraulic system because Orscheln sold defective fluid and it was destroying our equipment. And that ended up in a class action suit, which has not yet been settled. And I'll be delighted to name the names of who's involved in this corruption, depending on how this all works out. But, you know, maybe in April this will work out. And I'll have more information about that. But so I was working on this old Ford 3000. I drained all the defective hydraulic fluid out of the transmission and the differential. And what happened was I let it drain for a day. And all of the fluid drained out of the hydraulic pump. And now the hydraulic pump won't work because it has to be primed. So I went to find the manual for this tractor. And I've got manuals on all of these. except this one. I couldn't get one for this 1974 tractor, so I bought one online, and it's on a CD. Now, and there's, believe it or not, there's a medical point to all this. So I know in my mind, I've read every one of these manuals, and I know what's in them. And I've committed to memory how to do all these maintenance operations. Well, I couldn't figure out how to purge the air out of this hydraulic pump because I didn't read it from a book. This manual came on a CD, and you put the CD in, and after about 2 minutes, you get all these thumbnails, and you can click from screen to screen to screen. But I didn't, for some reason, clicking from screen to screen to screen didn't commit to my memory the way a book would, like a manual that's in a book. And that was my question for Dr. Shealy, and I'd love to hear Craig's response as well. So what I'm saying, Dr. Shealy, when I read a paper book, like a manual on how, you know, how a tractor works, the specifications, how to repair certain parts of it, I know in my mind that if I pull that book off the shelf, I know I can go to it and refresh if I need to, but I pretty much remember what was in the whole book. And I've got lots of these books, and they're all in my memory, at least to some level. But what's not in my memory is something that I read on a screen that comes from a CD that used to be a book that has now been transcribed and moved to electronic images. So my question for Dr. Shealy is there a relationship between reading from a book in paper and imprinting that information in the mind as compared to reading it on a screen and not having it imprinted in the mind?
I have no idea. I know, I'm sure there's research on that, but my suspicion is you're absolutely right. I mean, basically, I can read 1,000 words a minute. I took a speed course, in 1961, but I don't think I can read that much on the screen. It just doesn't flow as well. But my suspicion is your memory may be half as good on the screen as it is in a book. I don't know.
Craig, have you found that as well?
I find I retain more information with the book in hand, very tactile, and I feel like anything I do, I'll look at a screen and get information from, the information leaves the brain quicker than with the paper book. Maybe it's the generation we were born in. I think I'm a little bit younger than you guys. I'm 51. But I tend to lean towards more the hanging out with the old timers than the new timers.
Yeah.
Maybe it's us.
Well, I really believe there's something to this. I can't prove it because I'm only a sample size of one. It's just me. But, I was really frustrated yesterday because I'm thinking, why is it that I don't know this? How come I don't know the answer to this really simple problem? And the answer is because it was on a CD and it didn't imprint in my mind the way all the manuals, the John Deere manuals and the Woods, and that's a brand of equipment, and the Massey Ferguson and the Ford and all the rest of it, International. I've got that in my mind. I know how that stuff works because I've read the manual once, and for some reason that kind of stuff is sticky in my mind. But the DVD or the CD, nope. Okay, I was just wondering what your thoughts are. Craig, anything else? We've got Charles in Ohio.
I appreciate your time. You guys have a great day, and I'll keep listening.
Great, and if you have any suggestions for future broadcast information that you'd like to know, just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. I get them, and I'll be glad to put that into the class. And by the way, tomorrow is Rich Sheehan. Wednesday is Gwyneth. Thursday, Kyle and I are going to be talking about tips and tires, more on tires. And if you've got any questions for us about how to do anything in the preparedness aisle, give us a call on Thursday. Craig, thank you very much. Charles, you're next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Telephone number in Springfield is 417-351-5221. That's the number for Dr. Shealy's clinic. That's not the number for the broadcast, but that's the number for Dr. Shealy in Springfield, his clinic. And if you want to make an appointment and talk to him one-on-one, if you want to do a computer connection with him, like Skype or something like that, that's the number to call to set that up. And the website is normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. And if you'd like to learn more about his weekly broadcast, you can go to his website, sign up for his newsletter, and he'll send you a reminder about his broadcast and the topics. And that's on K-I-C-K, K-I-C-K, Springfield, Missouri, AM 1340. Charles in Ohio is with us. Welcome, Charles in Ohio.
Good morning, gentlemen, and I hope everyone's well.
Yeah, and
Yes, thank you.
Class Charles is a USA Prepares instructor. He normally hangs out in the automotive aisle, but this time I think he wants to talk about health. Please continue, Charles.
Yeah, and that's a very true story. And the thing is, I approach physical health much like I do automotive health. I kind of think that the best doctors have some experience and are good mechanics. I see that things relate. The thing is, if you want to evaluate the condition of your automobile, you'll take it out and do a stress test. You might put it on a dyno, or you might do a quarter mile. Well, the same thing with your body. If you want to know your health, you do the same thing. You do a minor stress test. And I really enjoy your program for the information, and I do listen to the podcast also. But the thing I find is that, well, I'm trying to make too many points, get confused. But if yeah, the information on your program is always useful, and I follow many alternative doctors and compare information, and I've come up with a regime I use to try and maintain my health, and I'm interested in health and longevity. And I see that yeah, some people will take more attention to their vehicle's health, but your body is your main vehicle. And so, but you got to maintain it. And that's the thing is, most people, for longevity, I think it's very important to do the maintenance. And the thing is, the maintenance is mostly automatic. Your body takes care of it. But if you take a part in guiding your body, you'll have a better outcome. And for longevity, one of the things they've come out with now is something you've touched on, is the cardiorespiratory health. And anybody, you can just type in these terms and you can look this up and get different people's opinions on it. But most people are familiar with cardiovascular health from evaluating heart condition and stuff. But the cardio, they're saying cardiorespiratory is a better indicator of longevity. And what it is first you baseline your resting heart rate, and then you can calculate your higher rate. And they say if you maintain that, you do exercise, that will maintain your elevated heart rate for 4 minutes. You can improve your cardiorespiratory health. And I just find it interesting. And you can do like a 20-meter shuttle run or life cycle, and you can get yourself into that zone to improve your cardiorespiratory health. And one thing they said for longevity was that the lower your resting heart rate is, the better and the longer they expect your life will be.
Dr. Sheila, your thoughts?
Well, that's true to a certain extent, of course. Now, if you get your heart rate too slow, you could have trouble. You know, when it gets down below 40 cycles, 40 per, instead of below 60. But anywhere, but to, an athlete often has a resting heartbeat somewhere between 48 and 52. And anything up to 72 is considered, quote, normal within the normal range. But that's just a small part of it, because really, if you really want to know, you get your telomeres. That'll tell you more than anything else.
All right, we'll be right back. Charles, I know you've got some more. I think you wanted to talk about sugar, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Sheila's with us, and Charles. Charles in Ohio, USA, both USA Perez instructors.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine it developed in cooperation with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in large trials in the United States, Chile, and Peru, paving the way for its long-awaited application for U.S. approval. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has yet to receive the okay from the United States. Miami Beach officials in Florida voted on Sunday to extend an 8 p.m. curfew and emergency powers for up to 3 weeks to help control unruly spring breakers. Officials are saying this is not a typical spring break crowd. These are individuals coming into the city to engage in lawlessness and anything-goes party attitude. U.S. Representative Tom Reed, a Republican from Western New York who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced he will not run for re-election next year. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Michigan's next election cannot use Dominion voting machines in the state. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Commissioners in Antrim County, Michigan voted unanimously to hand count every ballot cast in the May 4th primary, avoiding the use of machines from Dominion voting systems. Officials can't use the equipment because of a forensic audit done as part of a court case brought against the county alleging fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The county initially reported a victory for Joe Biden before flipping the results in President Donald Trump's favor by thousands of votes, citing human error. Commissioners expressed concern that reprogramming the machines and then using them would violate a judge's order. Purchasing new machines would cost around $150,000.
April 19th is the last day to register, other than in-person voting, with the local clerk for the May elections in Michigan. March Madness Day 3 in the NCAA men's basketball.
It was another day of upsets at the NCAA tournament as three double-digit seeds punched their tickets to the Sweet 16 on Sunday. 12-seeded Oregon State continued their hot streak, fending off a comeback attempt from 4-seeded Oklahoma State to win 80-70. The 11th seed in the Midwest, Syracuse Orange, got by the 3rd seed West Virginia 75-72. And the magic continued for Oral Roberts, the Golden Eagles becoming just the second 15th seed to make it to the Sweet 16 after beating 7th-seeded Florida 81-78. Illinois became the first number one seed to fall, losing to Loyola Chicago 71-58. Top-seeded Baylor, Arkansas, Houston, and Villanova all also moving on to the second weekend of the tournament.
Dan Rocky reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason, can you bring Charles up, please?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. You wanted to talk about sugar and heart rate?
Yeah, through listening programs like yours and getting information, you always hear how bad for you sugar is, and like most people, I enjoy that and enjoy chocolate. But when I can see a result, it will make me behave better. And so I can maintain some discipline at certain times. And when I do, if I lay off the sugar, I've never achieved a low 48, between 48 and 52, my heart rate will go. And I believe the body will determine, it has some knowledge, and it will, if you give it the right thing, it will determine. So it bottoms out, and it'll stay around, probably around 52 when I lay off all the sugar. And I even limit my fruits, although I think, I'm sure fruits are very good for you, but when I don't need that type of energy, I don't consume that kind of diet.
Well, I agree. And personally, I have had no sugar in my house since 1970. I don't eat any whatsoever. And I recommend for most people they don't have more than two servings of fruit a day. You don't need any rice. By the way, white rice is almost as bad as pure sugar. You don't eat any Irish potatoes. They're almost as bad as sugar. And you don't eat any wheat. They're even worse than sugar because they're loaded with Roundup.
Dr. Shilley, when you say Irish potatoes, are you talking about white potatoes, gold potatoes,
red potatoes? Yes, white potatoes.
And what about gold potatoes and red potatoes?
Well, I don't know about gold because they're gold Irish potatoes, and they're even purple, I think, Irish potatoes. But the sweet potatoes are okay.
So we're talking about russet potatoes and baking potatoes and potatoes that my grandmother used to say smashed. So with
and so-called fried.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very good. So we're talking about what we would typically call French fries, tater tots, Idahoan potato flakes, all that we're calling white potatoes. Okay. Very good. Charles, back to you.
And that's another thing about your program. I always like the way the information flows, but you stop and you can clarify things that are easily confuse in your mind when you want a certain outcome, or you feel it's easy to justify.
But, are you talking about? Are you talking about my Columbo style? Is that what you're talking about? Where I say, let me see if I understand this, or let me see if I've got this right. Is that what you're saying?
That is helpful. Yeah.
Well, I do it for a lot of reasons. One, I want to make sure the class understands exactly what was said. And I believe that if you hear it a couple different ways, a couple different times, it sticks better than if you rapid fire. And we are not in the entertainment business. We are not in the forum business where people just call in and just spout off their opinions. We're actually in the teaching business. Although we don't get paid for it, that's what we're doing. We're trying to teach classes, and we want to make sure that our students understand what has been said and that item is actionable. So when the broadcast class is done, they've learned enough things to actually take action for themselves if they choose to do that to make their lives better. That is why we are here. That's the reason we're here. Another way of saying that is we want to make sure that our students, if they want to, come out on the other side better than if they were not in class. That's another way of saying it.
And I think your voice is so important, and your program, and I want you to know that you should consider, the thing is, when you say, the things you say, it's the young people that hear it, and it gives them something to think about, rather than all of the news they give us at 5 o'clock on the network. And another thing, going back, you're talking about getting information off the computer screen. I do quite a bit of that, and I know every time I find something, I'll put it down on paper or get it printed so it stays. So like you say, you place it you place that and it gets placed in your mind, you can remember it and recall it easier.
Charles, that is something that I'm very concerned about with school today, because what has happened, back when I was a computer consultant for several school districts, and the district would be a county government in the Commonwealth of Virginia, there were several counties that hired me as their principal consultant, and I would fight with them about getting rid of books in lieu of having information on computer screens. And they say, look, you don't get it. You see, we have to buy replacement books every 6, 7, 8 years because the books wear out. The students take them home, they get beat up, and then we have to replace them. But you see, Vinny, if we had that information on the computer screens, we wouldn't have to buy the books every 6, 7, 8 years. It would just be on the screen and it wouldn't wear out. And then I would come back and I'd say, yeah, and then all you have to do is change that information in one location, just one location, and then it's new history. History has been rewritten. Science has been rewritten. Whereas if you have books, it's a lot harder to change all those copies of the books that are out there, you know, in the public. So I resisted having the computer technology take over and replace teachers and replace books. I fought it every step of the way. And I, since I've left that arena, I think it's a lost cause. Teachers have been replaced with study hall monitors, meaning people who just kind of fall asleep in the front of the classroom to make sure that fistfights aren't breaking out, regularly, and to take attendance. And the computer has been used to replace teachers for instruction. And it's not working so well, at least in my opinion, because...
Incidentally, I sent you two references that amplify what you said. There have been a couple of studies which do show that people remember less from reading it online than they do from reading it from a book.
Wow, I appreciate you sending me that, Dr. Shu. I have not read it. We have so little bandwidth here in the middle of nowhere that I can't. I generally don't use the check emails while I'm broadcasting because I just don't have enough bandwidth to do that and get the voices out. But I will read those, and I appreciate you sending them. To me, here's what USA Prepares does. And Dr. Shuley and Charles, please amplify on this if you don't mind. We, all three of us as instructors, see things. We look up, we look down, we look left, we look right. And when we see something and we think it's noteworthy, we talk about it on the air. We share that information. We share that observation. But it's not just, hey, look what I saw. It's, this is what I saw. Here's what I think it means. Here's what I think you can do about it. And here's why it's important to know about it. That's what I believe we do here at USA Prepares, all of us as volunteers. Dr. Shuley and then Charles, your comments on what I just said?
I very much agree. For me, it's when you look at anything, you want to learn. The reason, I'll let Dr. Shuley go rather than myself rambling.
Dr. Shuley?
Well, I'm agreeing I thought you were asking him about that, but basically, I'm just here to do what I can. That's all I can do.
But doing what you can, isn't that reporting on observations that you have seen?
Well, of course.
Yes, and experiences that you've had that you think are noteworthy.
It's my professional outcome or opinion based upon data as I see it, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's always number one, safety.
Charles, you are a researcher extraordinaire, and let me just say something about Charles. I haven't been on the air with him in a while, and I'm looking forward to having you come back on whenever you're ready, Charles. But I was talking about my race car, and I have a 1968, still have it. It was my race car back in the 60s, in the 70s, an AMX made by American Motors, a defunct corporation that used to make cars, and they tried to compete with General Motors the Chrysler Corporation and the Ford Motor Corporation, and ultimately they went out of business. But I have a two-seater car that's a four-speed with a 390 cubic inch engine, and I raced it, and Charles figured out my trap speed. He figured out how fast I was going, and he sent me an email, and he was right on the money. And I was fascinated by that. And so he knew, based on his research, based on his studies, based on his observations, that that engine with the cubic inch displacement, the weight of the vehicle, the aerodynamics, the whole Megillah, he figured out how fast I was going. And he was right. And that's the kind of researcher you are, Charles. And I'm extremely impressed with the level of the depth at which you dig to find what you want to know. I mean, I don't think you're tireless at this, and I'm impressed. So I just want to make that comment. I've got a couple questions for Dr. Shealy that I'd like to cover. Charles, is there anything else that you would like to ask Dr. Shealy?
No, not right now. Like I say, I just sit back and listen, and I appreciate what you said, and really it just leads back to what you were saying before. The thing is, what's important is everything. And don't get me wrong, I can't look at every detail of everything, but I try to gather as much information as I can and make an informed decision on all aspects. I mean, and like I say, it relates. They all relate back to each other in a certain way, and they parallel. But, yeah, I'll let you go. And thank you. Thank you again.
One last comment, Charles, based on something you just said, and I'd like Dr. Shealy to hear this as well, and the class. So I was, years ago, I was filling out a form, and the doctor wanted to know, you know, what are your interests, what are your hobbies? And so when it said, and Mrs. Finelli was right next to me, and I was filling this thing out, and said, interests. And I wrote everything. And it said hobbies. And I wrote everything. And that's what you just said. I'm interested in everything.
It's important.
And they probably thought I was just being a smart aleck. But I wasn't. I was telling the truth. And that gets me in a lot of trouble. Charles, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, I have a very dear friend. I haven't seen her probably in about 25 years or so. But, you know, we talk on the phone. And she's been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica. She's about 66 years old, and she tells me that she has been on 40 milligrams of prednisone for about a couple weeks, and then 30 milligrams, and then 20 milligrams. She's currently on 15 milligrams and for another couple of weeks, and you know, she's slowly weaning off this. And I was talking with her on the phone over the weekend, and I mentioned to her that I have been taking your recommendations, which is vitamin C, your youth formula, as many as 8 of those a day, and I've been taking vitamin B complex with your Dr. Shealy's Essentials and the beta glucan and you know etc. And turmeric and curcumin. I mentioned that those were great, and they really work for me. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts for her, because evidently polymyalgia rheumatica is a really painful inflammatory disorder in the shoulders, etc.
Well, obviously, and of course, don't forget D3.
Yes, D3.
And you know, here is a situation where I would give her DHEA equal to whatever prednisone she's on until she gets off it, and then wean her off that and give her the 4 things that can help raise your DHEA naturally. And, of course, I also would strongly advise several intravenous vitamin Cs if possible, which you'll find only from an holistic physician. Don't look for it otherwise.
Is this something, she lives on the East Coast, Dr. Shealy, is this something that you could prepare a package and send to her and have it given to her locally, or maybe her husband could do this?
No, it has to be IV, and that has to be prescribed by a physician, and I couldn't give an IV to someone in another state.
Okay, so you couldn't even send the bag with the IV ready to go, no?
That wouldn't be allowed, I think.
Okay. So she'll have to find a holistic physician. And what should she ask for, Dr. Shealy?
Well, if they do IV, they'll know what I mean. If they do IV vitamin C, if they don't, they're not a real holistic physician, in my opinion.
Okay. And if she's unable to do this, what would your recommendation be? Is do you have a thought about vitamin C and your Dr. Shealy's essentials, etc.? The exact
dosage. Well, you might as well take the basics, but I would not feel comfortable going much above that without knowing a lot more.
Okay, so that would be a consultation with you, and I will I'll provide that information to her. So. And I'm going to send her a link to this particular broadcast. Now, when you said DHEA, what is your recommendation? How does she do that?
Well, if she's taking 15 milligrams of prednisone, she's taking 15 milligrams of DHEA.
Okay.
And then cut it down as she cuts down the prednisone.
Okay. Are there any risks associated with taking DHEA?
Well, long term, yes. But it's safer than taking prednisone without DHEA.
Okay. I've been on prednisone in the past, and I don't remember anybody saying take DHEA. You're the only one.
Well, that's what, one of my recommendations. I don't always push it if people, it depends on how much symptoms they have. Polymyalgia rheumatica is a bit serious.
Mm-hmm. And is this something that she's going to be able to win, win the battle with?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's great news. Dr. Shealy, I had a question about, do you have any other comments about polymyalgia rheumatica?
No, not now.
Okay. Next question, inflation. We bought some seed for the farm. I'm talking about clover, and we bought some crabgrass, believe it or not, for our fields, and some other grass seeds. And the price has gone up 3 times in 2 weeks. Have you experienced that kind of inflation in the medical aisle with the supplies and items that you buy for your practice?
There's no question. Many things. Inflation is on the rise, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the insanity. And
yes.
I believe the entire last 13 months now is what I call insanity. And that's the kindest thing I can say about it.
We have said that this was coming. We said that massive inflation would be here as a result of the gifts that the government has been giving us. They've been stealing money from us at the muzzle of a gun. Then they've been doling it out. And these, I would say, would be the anti-rioting presents that the government has been dispersing. I think the inflation will continue, as you've been talking about. Dr. Shealy, one last quick question in the last 30 seconds. Standardization of supplements. I'm looking at turmeric curcumin, and says standardized to 20%. What does that mean?
Well, that means it is 20% of the real thing there. That's what it says to me.
Sounds like it's pretty low to me, right?
It sounds low to me, too. I like pure curcumin,
right.
Pure turmeric.
Very good. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you next Monday.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.